Throughout history, many women have made a lasting impact on the arts, painters, writers, and more. Some had to work harder to stand out and bring about change. In Omaha, Amy Ryan began the journey to reopen the Benson Theater, creating a model for other communities to follow. She sees her work as a new art form, one she calls entrepreneurship.
Because you have to be so creative to be in your own. And if we can inspire young people, all people, to do what they love and be sustainable at it, that seems to be what we want for our children, what we want for our spouses, our families, our friends, and for our neighbors.
Ryan began her career as a journalist, driven by a desire to create meaningful change in society. Then one day, she embarked in a new venture that later would perfectly align with her core values and principles.
I went from journalism beginning to really focus on human rights. This is in college, University of Missouri, back in the day in 88. Through human rights activities that I would cover, stories that I would cover, I did newspaper, really became a part of social service. So went into counseling from that. And then at 25 years old, I inherited the pizza shop, and it was a family business of my in-laws, and overnight, I had to learn how to run a business. So I was sort of a social worker who was really thrown into the entrepreneurial business world. And that the long and short of that is the combination of the two became Benson Theater.
From 1995 to 2018, she ran the pizza shop in Benson, expanded by adding an entertainment venue next door known as The Collective. When Benson Theater became available, she recognized it as a fantastic opportunity. Back in the early 90s, Benson was a quiet area with a little live entertainment.
It was just me and a couple bars, and that was it. At nighttime, nothing was open. And I watched a tumbleweed come down Maple Street, giant tumbleweed. And that's when I decided, like, we got to do something about this. This is a gorgeous neighborhood, lovely people. It's got its own culture, rich in history for entrepreneurialism and actually for the arts. Erastus Benson was a music publisher. He was always in support of small businesses that were put up there.
Once the theater opened, she accomplished her mission to create a space for community sharing and a platform for artists.
Folks can come in and use the space, get partnerships with other nonprofits to bring their programming, the much-needed programming that Benson and North Omaha was wanting. For our populations of people, specifically underserved populations, there wasn't a lot to do up there for youth, older adults, folks who live under the poverty level. There was just a lot of social programming that needed to happen, so a shared space made the most sense to me.
In 2016, the building purchase happened. The restoration budget went from $2 to nearly $7 million, and the grand opening happened in the pandemic. Brian calls it its beautiful own restoration history. And now Benson Theater is on its third year of operations. In July, Brian stepped down as the executive director, but will remain as an advisor. She feels it is time to pass the torch to someone new. In the next Arts Today, we will continue our conversation with her as she shares her future career plans and her hopes for the Benson Theater. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.